I am Father Kevin Shemaga. I'm pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this fourth Sunday of Lent is from John's Gospel. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. He spat on the ground, made clay with the saliva, smeared the clay on his eyes, and he said to the man, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is," but others said, "No, he just looks like him." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on the Sabbath. On these third, fourth, and fifth Sundays of Lent, we the baptized are drawn ever deeper into the mystery of Christ through the Gospel of John and Eucharist. On baptism, we put on Christ. He is a living water illustrated last Sunday in the Gospel as Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well. Today, Jesus is a light as he heals the man born blind. Over time, our faith should deepen, but the reality is sin sometimes overtakes us. We, like the man born blind, find ourselves in darkness. The time is now to see Christ. He can take away our sin and darkness. This healing in John's Gospel, chapter 9, is the sixth sign revealing Christ in his Gospel. The blind was an icon of all of us. All of us need illumination by Christ to see the glory of God and our sins that blind us to his glory. This sign is directly related to baptism, also called holy illumination. Jesus directly tells us the man born blind provided an opportunity to reveal God. When presented to Christ, our sickness, disease, and even sins can reveal the splendor of salvation.